Pharaoh, the powerful king of Egypt, had decreed that all the Jewish male babies were to be put to death upon birth.
有权柄的法老王，他下了这样一个命令，要把所有犹太的男婴一出生就把他们杀死。
Moses' life was saved, however.
但是摩西的生命却被救了。
As his mother Jochebed placed Moses in a basket in the reeds by the river.
因为他的母亲约基别把他放在一个蒲草箱，摆在搁在河边的芦荻中。
Pharaoh's daughter found him in the river.
法老的女儿在河里面发现了摩西。
And took Moses as her own.
就收养了他。
And so Moses was raised with all the privileges of royalty.
所以摩西呢是在皇宫里面一切优厚的条件里面被抚养长大的。
We then have seen God's hand of protection upon Moses.
然后我们继续看到神的手一直在摩西的身上保护他。
He finds himself a fugitive.
当摩西发现他自己是一个逃亡的难民。
And Moses fled into the land of Midian.
他逃到了米甸地。
And here he married, had a family, and settled into his life, shepherding the sheep of his father-in-law Jethro.
在那里他有了家庭，他结婚了，他的安定生活安定下来了，他牧养他岳父的羊。
Moses was comfortable.
摩西那时候生活很舒适。
But then we saw as Moses he encountered God himself.
然后我们看到摩西遇见了神。
As God's voice spoke to Moses personally from the burning bush.
当神亲自从一个燃烧的荆棘当中对摩西说话。
This was a call from God.
这是一个从神来的呼召。
A call that would change the direction of Moses' life forever.
这个呼召永远的来改变摩西他 生活的方向。
We will look this morning at Moses' response to that call.
今天早上我们要来看摩西他对这个呼召的一个回应。
And consider how we respond when God speaks to us.
然后我们也来看我们自己对神的呼召是怎么的回应。
God called Moses to go down to Egypt to set his people free.
神呼召摩西下到埃及去拯救他的子民。
And again, if you remember,
然后如果你还记得的话，
Moses had one excuse or question after another.
摩西有一个又一个的借口和问题。
He had heard God's voice clearly.
他很清楚地听到神的声音。
But Moses' response was, Who am I that you should send me?
但是摩西的回应就是，我是谁，你竟差遣我。
Then Moses worries and says, Oh Lord, what if they don't believe me?
然后摩西他又开始担心，他说，哦，主啊，如果他们不相信我呢？
Then he was bold enough to ask God, Well, what is your name?
然后他又更大胆地问神说，你的名字是什么呢？
And he says, God, don't you remember that I don't speak well?
然后他又跟神说，主啊，你不记得吗？我是不善言辞的人。
Moses' final response was, as God spoke to him, Please send someone else.
然后摩西对神最后的回答是，神啊，求你差遣别人吧。
Most of us here this morning have had a burning bush experience.
今天早上我们这里大部分的人应该都有这种荆棘燃烧荆棘的经历。
I very much doubt that you have actually seen a bush burning and not consumed.
我当然很怀疑你真的看过在烧的荆棘然后没有被烧毁。
But most if not all of us this morning have experienced God's call on our lives.
但是今天早上我们这里如果不是全部也是大部分的人都有经历过神对我们的呼召。
We have heard his call to accept his forgiveness.
我们经历到神呼召我们来接受他的赦罪。
We have been reconciled to God and we are now seeking to follow his ways.
我们也已经跟神和好了，我们现在也在寻求要遵守神的道路。
We know what it is to hear God's voice in a way that changes our life forever.
我们知道听到神的声音，而因此我们生命被改变是怎么一回事。
Many of us have verbally said yes to God's call.
我们很多人都有在口头上对神的呼召说是。
We have prayed a prayer of repentance.
我们曾经做过认罪的祷告。
In baptism, we have made public commitment confession of our faith.
在受洗的时候，我们也公开的承认我们的信仰。
And it is a good thing to verbally affirm our faith in God through Christ.
我们在口头上面来承认我们在耶稣基督里对神的信心，这是很好的。
But the focus this morning is upon Moses' response of commitment to God's call.
但是我们今天早上的焦点要放在摩西他对神回应的这样一个尾声。
For God's call in our lives is always a call to commitment.
因为当神呼召我们的时候，他总是呼召我们要来尾声。
The burning bush was a spiritual high for Moses, no doubt.
这个燃烧荆棘的经历对摩西来说，毫无疑问的是一个他属灵的高峰。
But it is interesting to note that even when Moses heard the voice of God himself, he never says, "Yes, Lord."
但是很有趣的，我们注意到，其实摩西他听到神的声音，对他的呼召，可是他从来没有对神说是的。
He never says, "Yes, I will go down to Egypt."
他从来没有在口头上来答应神说，好，我要下到埃及去。
He never says, "Yes, I will set your people free."
他也从来没有在口头上跟神说，好的，我要来拯救你的子民。
He never says, "Yes, I will do battle against the great Pharaoh."
他也没有说，好的，我要来跟那位伟大的法王来征战。
Moses was not much for words.
摩西并不是善于言辞的人。
He does not make a grandiose profession before God.
他并没有在神面前做一个宏伟的表白。
We don't hear Moses' declaration that he would follow God's plan no matter what.
我们也没有听到摩西宣告说，无论如何，他一定要遵从神的计划。
How do we know that Moses was committed to following God's plan?
那我们怎么知道摩西他对神的计划是这样的委身呢？
We know because Moses' response was an active commitment.
我们之所以知道，是因为我们看到摩西是用积极的委身来回应神的呼召。
In chapter 4, verse 18 and following, then Moses went back to Jethro, his father-in-law, and says, "Let me go back to my people, my own people in Egypt."
在出埃及记第四章的十八节，还有接下来经文，摩西这样说：于是摩西回到他岳父叶特罗那里，对他说：求你容我回去见我在埃及的弟兄。
This was the first step for Moses to follow God's plan.
这是摩西他要跟从神的计划的第一步。
It was a step of action.
这是一个行动的一步。
Verse 20 reads, "Then Moses took his wife and his sons."
二十节，摩西就带着妻子和两个儿子。
And I suppose all their clothes and their toys and possessions and stuff.
那我想也包括他们的衣服，还有孩子的玩具，还有他们所有的财产。
And the scripture says he put them on a donkey.
然后经文说叫他们骑上驴。
Sounds like a big load for one donkey.
听起来好像是很有趣的。
That wasn't in Finland's script. I don't know how long it takes to trudge 300 or 400 miles on a donkey on a family vacation.
我不知道一个家庭去度假，他们是骑在驴上，坐在驴上，然后骑了300-400英里这样的时间要花多久
？But it would be weeks or months for sure.
那我想一定要有好几个礼拜或是几个月。
This was an on purpose, all in commitment by Moses.
这是摩西他一个特意的。然后全部投入的一个尾声。
This was a commitment to active obedience as Moses responded to God's voice from the burning bush.
这是摩西从这个燃烧的荆棘里面与神相遇，他对神一个积极的回应。
This was not a three-day business trip.
这并不是一个三天的出差而已。
This was not a 10-day mission with a trip to a resort scheduled in as well.
这也不是一个十天的短宣，还加上一个去度假的行程。
Once Moses arrived in Egypt, there was no turning back.
摩西一旦到达了埃及，他是没有回头路的。
Moses was not a man of many words.
摩西不是一个多言语的人。
But he was committed to action.
但是他却委身来有行动。
He might have been afraid and doubtful, but we see his commitment in his action.
他可能也会有怀疑、担心的时候，但是我们的确看见他的委身，还有他的行动。
Again and again, we can read in Exodus, "This is what the Lord says."
一次又一次，我们在出埃及记里看到说，耶和华如此说。
Then we see Moses' response again and again. So Moses went and said to Pharaoh, "This is what the Lord says."
然后我们也一次又一次的看见摩西的回应。摩西就去对法老王说，耶和华这样说。
God spoke and Moses acted.
神说话，摩西就行动。
He did not answer with words.
他并没有用言语来回答。
He answered with action.
他是用行为来回答。
We live in a day in which people seem to avoid commitment.
我们今天活在一个时代，人们似乎都在避免要委身。
And a Christian without commitment is such an oxymoron.
一个没有委身的基督徒是矛盾的。
They just don't go together.
他们是不一致的。
I tell myself I don't believe in looking back to the good old days.
我告诉我自己，我并不是相信那些辉煌的往日。
Because the good old days are just that, they're old days.
因为那些辉煌的往日，他们就是往日，过去的日子。
These are not old days, these are new days.
但是这些不是过去的日子，这些是新的日子。
As a young pastor, my first church was in northern Saskatchewan, Canada.
当我年轻的时候，我在加拿大， Saskatchewan 北部的一个第一个教会当年轻牧师的时候
The older folks would speak of the dirty 30s.
那个教会的老人家常常提到那些很苦的30年代。
This was the Canadian equivalent of the Great Dust Bowl.
那时候差不多相当于加拿大的一个大荒城的时代。
These folks remembered how great the church was back then.
这些老人家还记得在那个时候的教会是多伟大。
We were so poor, they said, we paid the pastor with chickens and eggs.
他说我们那个时候是很穷的，我们都用鸡和蛋来支付牧师的薪水。
They didn't sound like great old days to me.
但是这些听起来并不像是好日子。
But I will risk living in the past.
但是我愿意冒险来回到活在过去。
And I will think back to the commitments that seemed to be normal not so long ago.
然后我会想要去回想我过去对神的委身，那个委身在那个时候并不是太久的之前，看起来是很正常的。
I remember a day when it was common for Christians to tithe.
我记得那个时候，十一奉献对基督徒来讲是很平常的事。
Giving the first 10% to God's work.
把你所有的第一个10%先奉献给神。
I was the son of a pastor.
我是一个牧师的儿子。
I grew up in a family where it was standard procedure to give 10% to the church and an additional tithe through missions or building.
我长大在一个家庭，我们家庭一般就是把家里所有的钱的第一个10%奉献给教会，然后再另外一个10%奉献给宣教或是建堂的事工。
My normal week revolved around the life of the church.
我一般一个礼拜的生活都是绕着教会的活动。
On Sunday, there was Sunday school, worship, youth choir, youth meeting, and evening service.
在礼拜天，我们有主日崇拜，有主日学，有青年诗班，有青年的会议。
Wednesday night was prayer meeting.
在礼拜三晚上有祷告会。
Friday night was youth group.
在礼拜五晚上有青少年的聚会。
And of course, we say we could never do that sort of thing now.
但是今天我们都说我们没有不可能做这么多的事情了。
The issue is we have come to let our lifestyle define our faith.Rather than letting our faith define our lifestyle.
我们的问题是在于我们让我们的生活形式来定义我们的信仰，而不是让我们的信仰来定义我们的生活形态。
Let me run that by you again.
我要再跟大家说一次。
The issue is we have come to let our lifestyle define our faith practice, rather than letting our faith decide define our lifestyle.
我们的问题是在于我们让我们的生活来决定我们的信仰操练，而不是让我们的信仰来决定我们要怎么样生活。
Nothing happens without commitment.
没有委身就不会有任何事情发生。
This commitment is certainly reflected in what we say, and it is a good thing to make verbal public commitment.
当我们说委身，当然它是反映在我们所说的。那我们用口头来回应这个委身也是很好的。
But the true evidence of any commitment is a confirmation of our actions.
但是真正委身的一个实际的证明是在于我们的行动上面。
There's a story I have often used over the years.
我在过去常常用到一个故事。
Because it is so instructive as to the nature of commitment.
因为这个故事对这个尾声它很有启发性。
Back in the 1800s, a showman by the name of Blondin would walk a tightrope all the way across Niagara Falls.
在1800年那个时候，有一个表演者叫做 Blondin， 他会常常走一个绳索，从尼加拉瓜瀑布走过去。
He would bring a chair and sit down halfway across and have a snack.
然后他走到一半的时候，他会带着一把椅子，走到一半呢，就坐在椅子上面吃点心。
It was quite a show, and a huge crowd would gather to see him.
这是一个很精彩的表演，常常吸引很多人来看。
One day, the story goes that he addressed the crowd and asked them, "How many think he could take a wheelbarrow all the way across Niagara Falls?"
这个故事是这样子：有一天，这个表演者对那些观众说，你们中间的多少人认为我可以推着一个单轮的车子过这个桥，过这个绳索呢？
The crowd responded enthusiastically, letting him know they really believed he could take that wheelbarrow all the way across Niagara Falls.
那些观众都很热烈的回应，让他知道说他们相信他可以推着一个单轮的车过那个绳索。
Anyone guess what the next question is?
然后接下来这个表演者他会问下一个问题。
Who wants to get in the wheelbarrow?
那里面有谁愿意坐在那个单轮的车子上面让我推过去呢？
There is not one in the crowd who is ready to volunteer, needless to say.
没有一个人愿意自愿。
The story is that his manager got in the wheelbarrow.
这个故事结束是他的经理坐上了那个单轮车。
And they went all the way across Niagara Falls.
然后这个表演者推着这个车子过了这个绳索。
Commitment is not what we say. Commitment is what we do with our actions.
委身并不是在于我们怎么说，而是在于我们的行动。
That is how Moses responded to God's call for his life.
这就是摩西对神的呼召的回应。
He did not make a grand public proclamation.
他并没有在公开的做一个伟大的宣告。
He immediately dropped everything.
他马上放下一切的事东西。
Packed up his home, family, possessions, and agenda.
把他的家庭，把他所有的财务，所有，把他所有行程都打包起来。
And started living commitment.
就开始过着一个委身的生活。
There is little doubt, and I'm going to say no doubt, that the Church of Jesus Christ is built on commitment.
可能有些人有些疑问，但是对我来说毫无疑问的，主耶稣的教会是用他的弟兄姐妹的委身来建立起来的。
We like Moses are called to the same kind of all-in, holding nothing back commitment.
我们都像摩西一样被神呼召来做一个全新的投入，是没有任何的保留的。
And so it would do us well to consider what we do with our time, our talent, and our treasure.
因此，我们自己就会好好去考虑，我们怎么样使用我们的时间，使用我们的财务，使用我们的才干。
Is our time committed to following God's ways?
我们的时间是用在委身于要来走神的道路吗？
Or do we find time for most everything else, but we have little time to for God?
还是我们发现我们有时间做所有我们想要做的事情，可是我们却没有时间给神呢？
We are very busy.
我们都很忙。
But we go weeks and days and even weeks without reading God's word.
我们有可能好几个礼拜、好几个月都没有时间读神的话。
Do we find that we have money for most of the things we want?
我们有没有发现我们好像有钱去买我们所需要、所想要的东西？
Isn't it amazing what a huge television can be bought for $500?
多么棒！今天我们可以用500块就买一台很大的电视。
We have enough money for watching a new television or sitting on a new couch.
我们有钱可以看新的电视或是坐在新的沙发上。
But it doesn't leave much for God's work.
可是我们却没有钱能够奉献给神的事工。
Can we find ourselves so busy that our talents are not used in following God's ways?
我们是不是发现我们自己太忙了，忙到我们有的天赋跟才干都没有时间让神来使用？
Moses changed all the priorities of his life because he was committed to God's plan.
摩西他改变了他生活所有计划的优先顺序，因为他委身于要来遵随神的计划。
Moses' commitment saturated every decision he made.
摩西他的委身反映在所有他所做的一切的决定。
And Moses was going to need commitment.
而摩西他的确需要这样的委身。
He would come up against Pharaoh.
因为他要出去来面对法老。
And the Lord said that he would harden the heart of Pharaoh so that Pharaoh would refuse to hear the word of God from Moses.
而且神说他要使法老的心刚硬，以致法老不愿意听摩西所说从神来的话。
Even following the miraculous delivery of the people from slavery.
即使那些以色列民他们很奇迹式的被释放解救出来。
The people would grumble against Moses.
这些人还是常常对着摩西抱怨。
He would need commitment.
摩西需要他的委身。
He had saved their lives, but they would complain and say, we want to go back to Egypt.
摩西拯救了这一群人，可是这群人却对摩西抱怨说我们想要回到埃及去。
We miss the leeks and garlics.
我们想念那里的葱跟蒜。
Moses would be attacked by those he loved the most.
摩西会被那些他所最爱的人来攻击。
His leadership would be undermined.
他的领导地位也会被损坏。
Moses was going to need commitment because things didn't always go smoothly for Moses.
因为摩西所要面对的事情不会总是顺利的，所以他的的确确需要这样的委身。
Have you noticed that things always go smoothly in your life?
你发现你生活里面所有事情都是顺利的吗？
No, life is not always smooth sailing, is it?
不是的，我们生活不都是一帆风顺的。
The storms of life are unavoidable.
我们生命里面的风暴是不可避免的。
Health challenges, family heartache, personal failure.
我们有健康的挑战，我们有个人的问题，我们有家庭的问题。
The stress of the workplace, loss of a job, financial crisis.
有工作上面的压力，可能失业了，你可能有经济的危机。
Or one of the worst things to be, that we face.
最惨的一件事情。
Conflict in the church.
就是我们在教会看到一些冲突。
Moses needed commitment, and so do we.
摩西他需要有委身在神的事上面，我们也是的。
Moses' commitment was an inner commitment.
摩西他的回应是从他的内心出发的。
Moses was risking everything to follow God's call.
摩西他愿意冒一切的风险来遵从神的呼召。
But his commitment was firm and deeply personal.
而他这样的一个委身是很确定的，也是非常个人化的。
There are two kinds of commitment.
其实有两种的委身。
And on the surface, you can't tell them apart.
从表面上你没有办法分辨。
For with the physical eyes, by all outward appearance, the behavior is the same.
用我们的眼睛来看一切外面的行为，看起来都是一样的。
Too often, however, commitment takes the form of a grudging compliance to a list of rules and regulations.
但是很多时候，委身他用的一个形态，其实是他很不情愿的去顺从那一连串的规条跟规矩。
It's something I have to do.
这是我必须要做的。
Guilt and legalism are the motivations for too many in the Church of Jesus Christ.
那个内疚感或是律法主义，其实是很多教会里面基督徒他们愿意委身的一个动机。
And to those who are outside the church and outside of faith in Christ.
而那些在教会外面或是不在没有信仰的那些人。
That is what they think it means to be religious.
因为他们会这样子看我是不是有宗教信仰。
To follow a set of rules and regulations.
他们会看我是不是来遵守教会的一些规矩，来看我是不是敬虔的。
But the good news is we are not called to just be outwardly religious.
今天的好消息是我们不是被呼召来做一些外表上面。
We are called to a commitment of the Spirit.
我们不是要来外表看是敬虔，而是从我们的心里里面，我们真的是敬畏神的。
It is by the Spirit of God that we share the very personality of God by the infilling of His Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵，我们因着神的灵的充满，我们能够分享神所有一切的性情。
This is the Spirit-controlled life.
这是一个受圣灵掌管的生命。
And this is the difference between knowing God's will and loving God's will.
这就是知道神的旨意跟爱神的旨意的差别了。
It's a difference between doing the work of the church because, well, someone has to do it.
这个就是有分别，说我今天做教会的事情是因为必须要有人来做。
Or loving the church as much as God loves the church as the bride of Christ.
跟我今天做这件事情是因为我爱教会，好像神爱教会，因为教会是神的新娘而来在教会有侍奉。
This only happens as we share a relationship with God.
当我们跟神有这样个人的关系的时候，这种回应才会发生的。
And in relationship, we grow to love the ways of God.
当我们是跟神有建立关系的时候，我们就能够在其中来成长，来爱神。
We grow to love the Church of Jesus Christ.
我们也在其中成长，来爱基督的教会。
This life is not a life of restrictive bondage.
这样子的生命不是一个受限制束缚的生命。
It is a life of joy, freedom, meaning, and purpose.
这是一个充满喜乐、有意义，还有活泼的生命。
Carly Fleischman was born in Toronto, Canada, with severe autism.
Carly Fleischman 这个女孩子呢，她在加拿大多伦多出生。她出生的时候有很严重的自闭症。
She couldn't talk.
她不能说话。
Her body was violently out of control.
她的身体常常是没有办法控制的，不断的动。
The only sounds she could make were groaning type sounds or screams.
唯一她能够发出来的声音就是呻吟的声音或是尖叫的声音。
I had three short video clips.
我有三个短短的短片。
And we had technical difficulty.
那我们今天有一些技术上的问题。
So we're going to show you the 7-minute story of Carly Fleischman. And it's an uplifting story. Maybe let's look at the video.
所以我们今天要放映一个七分钟这个 Carly Fleischman 的他的影片。
People look at me and assume I am dumb because I can't talk.
Something extraordinary happened to this 14-year-old who was written off as mentally deficient. Something that may help unlock the mysteries of a baffling disorder.
What do I want? I want to be like every other kid. But I can't, because I am Carly.
Born in Toronto, Canada, Carly Fleischman was 2 years old when it became clear she was not keeping up with her twin sister, Tara. After Fleischman and his wife, Tammy, learned the diagnosis was autism, they expected the worst, that the twins were headed in different directions. It was clear that Carly, like most autistic children, was lost in her own world, perpetually swimming underwater. The Fleischmans were on their own. Experts told them that early intervention was critical.
You use your fork.
So ever since Carly was three, her therapy has been intensive, unrelenting.
This took about 40 to 60 hours a week of one-to-one therapy. She always had about 3 to 4 therapists working with her. And if you're not getting results with one approach, you move on and you try something else.
You didn't give up. You pushed Carly.
And when you look in Carly's eyes, you can see an innate intelligence. So we never gave up. We never gave up.
But if there was intelligence, Carly's ceaseless rocking, flailing arms, and tantrums hid any trace of it. Worse, she couldn't speak. Not a word.
I did not have any expectation that she would have a fluent form of communication.
Dr. Nicole Walton Allen is a clinical psychologist who led Carly's therapy program. Despite thousands of hours of therapy over months and years, Carly's progress was excruciatingly slow. That is until one day 3 years ago when Carly was 11. She ran to a computer for the first time, and what happened next was a breakthrough so profound it would finally pierce Carly's silent, secret world.
And she was quite distressed, and she starts to spell H-U-R, and it was like T, hurt. And then a little bit later on, she spells H-E-L, and we kind of pushed her to finish, and she puts P, so she spells help. Afterwards, she sort of got up, went behind the couch, and she threw up.
Barbara Fenton Nash is one of Carly's longtime therapists.
So what did this tell you?
It told us that there was a lot more going on there than we knew. And to us, that was a breakthrough moment because we hadn't specifically taught her the words.
And at first, we didn't believe it. Knowing this child for 10 years and never seeing her write a thing, of course you're going to be skeptical.
Everyone was, including her other therapists, who were now desperate to see proof. What was needed was some tough love. If Carly wanted something, she would have to type for it.
First type, and then you get. Let's go.
Oh, she had to work for it. If she wanted information, if she wanted to go somewhere, she had to type by herself.
Finally, several months later, Carly began to type for others.
She started to realize that by communicating, she had power over her environment.
And what came through her finger, typing one letter at a time, with fluency no one could believe, was astonishing.
I am autistic, but that's not who I am. Take time to know me before you judge me. I am cute, funny, and like to have fun.
Through her torrent of words, Carly began to unravel the mysteries behind her often wild behavior. Like banging her head.
Because if I don't, it feels like my body is going to explode. It's just like when you shake a can of Coke. If I could stop it, I would, but it's not like turning a switch off. I know what is right and wrong, but it's like I have a fight with my brain over it. I want to be able to go to school with normal kids, but not have them getting upset or scared if I hit a table or scream. I want something that will put out the fire.
Now, for the first time, Carly was able to have conversations with her parents.
Can you come right back to Dad?
I want to go on a snowmobile. Can we do it? Will you go on one? I think it would be fun.
So here's your daughter, and finally you get to meet her.
Mm-hmm. I stopped looking at her as a disabled person.
You promised. Did you lie to me?
And started looking at her as a sort of sassy, mischievous teenage girl.
I want people to know that no one is telling me what to say. And I don't have a hand up my butt like a puppet.
Carly has been very clear that she sees herself as a normal child, locked in a body that does things that she has no control over.
Side by side with her twin sister, Taryn, it would be easy to dismiss Carly as intellectually challenged. That is, until you ask her a question.
Carly,
Why do autistic kids cover their ears, flap their hands, hum, and rock?
It's a way for us to drown out all sensory input that overloads us all at once. We create output to block out input.
Carly's brain, unlike most people's, is overwhelmed by the senses of sight and sound, taste and smell.
Our brains are wired differently. We take in many sounds and conversations at once. I take over 1,000 pictures of a person's face when I look at them. That's why we have a hard time looking at people.
The one thing she can control is when and where she'll type.
And every time she writes something, there's a little bit of that sense of awe.
The room resembled a ship's cabin. Its walls.
Dear Dad, I love when you read to me, and I love that you believe in me. I know I'm not the easiest kid in the world.
Give me a kiss.
However, you are always there for me, holding my hand and picking me up. I love you.
I'll go through many sleepless nights to hear that. I'll spend every penny we have to hear that.
Was there one writing in particular that left a lump in your throat?
In this writing where she says, "You've never been in my body. I wish for one day you could be in my body."
A year after we first met Carly, she is happier, calmer, more independent.
Come on, let's get this in the can.
She's even writing a novel.
I think that humankind is just oblivious to things that have been around for many years.
She also has her own internet blog and twitters regularly, answering questions from people all over North America.
I think Carly knows that she now has a voice that can help other kids. Now she looks at herself as someone who can make a mark on the world, and that's got to be life-changing.
What do you hope for Carly now?
I want her to be happy. I want her to have dreams and goals and accomplish those goals in spite of her challenges.
I think the only thing I can say is don't give up. Your inner voice will find its way out. Mine did.
Where do you think those parents got the love to take care of Carly?
你想这个女孩子她的父母从哪里有这样的爱来照顾这个女孩子呢?
Was it legalistic?
是因为她的责任吗?
Their commitment was a commitment of love.
他们的委身是一个爱的委身。
And you see how the father loves his child with an unending love.
你可以看到这个父亲怎么样用这一个历久不衰的爱在爱他的孩子。
And this troubled child cannot help but love her father back.
而这个有问题的孩子，他没有办法，他只能回应他父亲的爱。
You see, God the Father loves us.
我们都知道天父上帝爱我们。
He wants to fill us with His love.
他愿意用他的爱来充满我们。
So we can love Him back.
所以我们也能够用爱来回应他。
This love is expressed in active commitment to His ways.
这个。爱的回应就是我们用一个对他的道路有一个委身。
It may not have been a literal burning bush.
可能我们不会有一个实际上的这样一个燃烧的荆棘。
But there was a time when you knew you were face to face with God.
但是当你亲自遇见神的时候，那个时间是你知道的。
It is a personal call that only you can fulfill.
这是一个对个人的呼召，只有我们个人能够来完成的。
You notice that Moses had only one burning bush experience.
我们都知道摩西他就只有这样一次的燃烧荆棘的经历。
A burning bush, God's speaking is just the beginning.
在那个燃烧的荆棘中，神对他讲话，那只是一个开始。
The burning bush was Moses' call to an exciting, fearful, and challenging mission.
这个燃烧的荆棘里面，他跟神的遇见。开始了他一个敬畏神而且很刺激的一个生命。
Years ago, Reuben Welch, who was a chaplain at Point Loma Nazarene College, wrote a book.
在几年前，有一位在大学里面的牧师写了这样一本书。
The book was entitled "When You Run Out of Fantastic, Persevere."
这个书的题目说，当精彩的时刻不复存在的时候，要持之以恒。
Things will not always be fantastic.
事情不会都是那么的好的。
Pharaoh will oppose you and criticize you and threaten you.
法老会跟你作对，他会批评你。
The response of faith to the storms of life is a steadfast commitment to following God's laws.
所以我们对我们生命的风暴这样一个回应，就是我们心里要对神有一个坚定的委身。
Moses had an unfailing commitment to follow God's plan because he knew the God who had called him.
摩西之所以对神有一个这样不变的一个委身，是因为他知道神的呼召。
Moses knew the God who had called him, and he lived in relationship with him.
他也知道这位呼召他的神是一位怎样的神，他跟这个神有一个个人的关系。
Moses had a face-to-face encounter with God in the burning bush.
摩西在燃烧的荆棘中跟神有一个面对面的遇见。
But Moses continued to live face-to-face with God.
但是摩西他继续过着一个跟神面对面的这样一个生活。
He continued to listen to God.
他继续的聆听神的声音。
Over 150 times in Exodus are the words, "This is what the Lord says."
有超过150次在出埃及记里面讲到说耶和华这样说。
How to follow God's plan?
我们怎么样来跟从神的计划呢？
Listen to what the Lord says.
就是聆听神说什么。
When you feel like giving up,
当你觉得你好像要放弃了，
listen to what the Lord says.
去听神在说什么。
Time and time again in Exodus, we see Moses as he returned to the Lord, seeking him.
在出埃及记里面，一次又一次的，我们看见摩西回到神的面前寻求神。
We see Moses as he cried out to the Lord.
我们看到摩西对神呼求。
He would go up to the mountain to be with God.
他会去到山上与神在一起。
And he would come down from the mountain glowing with the Shekinah glory of God himself.
然后他带着神他自己的荣光下了山。
Moses was committed to God's plan because he trusted fully in God's character.
摩西他全心地投入神的计划，因为他信靠这位神。
Moses was committed fully to God's plan because he trusted fully in the character of God.
摩西对神能够这样的全心地投入，是因为他全然地信服神的属性。
The good news is that we can know that inner sense of commitment by grace, through faith in Christ, as the Spirit of God fills us with Himself.
今天早上的好消息就是，当我们透过神在我们里面的圣灵的充满，我们可以知道，靠着神的恩典，我们可以向神有这样的委身。
The Christian faith is faith is an inside-out religion.
一个基督徒的信仰是一个里外都改变的一个信仰。
Jesus said in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus, "You must be born again, changed inside."
耶稣在约翰福音第三章对尼哥底母说：“你要重生。”
The prophet Joel prophesied that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all men.
先知约珥他也曾经这样预言：在末日，神说：“我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。”
And God's promise is He would write His laws upon the hearts of His people.
神他应许他要将他的律法写在人的心上。
So living out a commitment is a joyful expression of newness of life in Christ Jesus.
所以我们对神的委身是我们在基督里一个新生命的一个表现。
It comes from within.
它是从里面出来的。
The Apostle Paul calls his people to be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit.
保罗使徒他告诉弟兄姐妹说，不要醉酒，要被圣灵充满。
This the apostle instructs the Philippian Christians.
而保罗也对腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹这样说，
Have this mind in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who was obedient to death, even the death on the cross.
当以基督耶稣的心为心，他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十架上。
We can share the mind of Christ.
我们可以以基督的心为心。
In Romans chapter 8, Paul says, you are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you.
罗马书八章九节说，保罗也这样说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，而是属圣灵了。
In 2 Peter 1:4, the apostle speaks of God's very great and precious promises.
在彼得后书一章四节，保罗使徒彼得讲到神又宝贵又极大的应许。
Because it is through the promises of God that we participate in the divine nature.
而我们是因为有这样的应许，我们得以与神的性情有份。
In Christ, by His Spirit, we share in the very nature of God.
在基督里，借着神的灵，我们可以跟神的性情有份。
So following Jesus Christ is not legalistic.
所以，我们跟守耶稣基督的他的道路，并不是一个墨守成规的律法。
Following Jesus Christ is glorious freedom.
跟随耶稣基督是一个自由，是一个荣耀。
And so this morning, we need not try to be like Christ.
所以今天早上我要告诉大家，我们不需要尝试要像耶稣。
The grace of God through faith in Christ makes us new inside by the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为神的恩典借着耶稣基督让我们里面能够更新变换。
So this morning, as we have received God's call,
所以今天早上当我们聆听到神的呼召，
as we come to know and believe by faith that we are indeed made new creatures in Christ Jesus,
而我们也深深相信借着耶稣基督我们是一个新造的人，
that we share His Spirit,
我们分享了他的灵。
Let us rejoice in the freedom of living for God, living like God, and speaking God's words.
而我们就可以因此能够喜乐地活出一个像神，活在神的呼召里面。
And we follow Him because He has filled us with Himself.
我们能够跟随神，是因为神用他自己来充满我们。
And we as well listen to what God says, and then go do as He directs.
我们也应该常常去聆听神说什么，然后就照着他所说的去做。
This is freedom in Christ.
这是在基督里的自由。
And this is abundant life.
这是一个丰盛的生命。
And all of God's people said,
我愿意大家一起说 Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福你们。